ויענדף עם דלת המבייס אמר לרבה חברי דרוב ולרבשי ותפק לי דשליח שב ימי קורא So the Gemara asks a kasha, it's another cheshbon. How could there be a mishapora? This person is a shliach. We'll see in Rashi exactly what the kasha is. Omalei betagre dezovin umezab. Zot Rashi. Vetaypeklei. The Enkan Mishapora Eitzel Lekeach Nedunyezu. There's no Mishapora. A popular Maisa Paskin that if the Chayzer, because it was Huzal HaMekach, there's a Mishapora. So the Gemara asks the typically, the Enkan Mishapora Eitzel Lekeach Nedunyezu, the one who purchased this Nadin, there's no Mishapora on him. The shliach shavye. They made him a shliach. Shal beis chomov asu shliach livsoik. They made him a shliach to make the psike. V'chomov chayzaboy. And now his shver is chayzer from the mekach. So, huma biyodoy shal ze lasay shebezden mekalul anoysoy. Why is bezden mekalul him? If the Mishalach is Chayzer, V'chamu anami, and the Shver, Nami lavak kabule mishaporahu, and the Shver, there's also no klol of mishapora, the Motzi Omar, he can say, Hoya l'cho lifsoi kishar hagavoya. Why did you make such a batlonish pisuk? You should have done like the Tanakama says. He should made it tonight that if it'll be Huzal, she making a psike kishara gavoya. So you did not make a proper psike. Uleskuni shedarticha v'loy lavosi. I made you a shliach to make a proper psike. You made a batlonish psike. So why should I suffer? Because you made a batlonish psike. Ubedover ives. So you are, and the psike that you made, I'm not responsible for this psike. You made a batlonish psike. Now it's going to come out with your psike. I will have to accept, not bishar hazoil, no bishar hayoiker. I don't want to accept such a shah. So therefore I am chayzer from the Mekah. But you can't be mekalom and mishapore because the psike that is mechayim me to be chayzer, you made the psike and this I never made you a shliach to make such a psike. So who is going to be that a mishapore? So the Gemara answers, Amalei betagre dezovin umezab. So Rashi, betagre dezovin umezabin, loy shliach nasa, that's not the story. This Edom was not a shliach to be poisik for a shver. El hu posak im chasonai, he was a businessman. His shver told him he wants to buy an adens. He says, very good, handle with me. So he made a psike with his shver. And then later this Edom posikim acherim umistaker. So this Edom was a meicha to his shver, and then he was a lekeach from someone else. So memele. So and each psika that was done, the first psika the shver wanted to be chayzer, the second psika he wanted to be chayzer. So Rapopi said that there's a mishapora on both of them. Inami, or it could be leposak chomav imoy. There was no psike between him and Ishvel. Bizeh posak kedei lemoicha lechomav. He made the psike with the moicha hanedunya to acquire it and to sell it to Ishvel, or the stock to get profit. So bekitza, benkach or benkach, it was Huzal Hashav, so now he wanted to be Chayse. Let us see Taisvis, and that's in Dalad and Madalav. Now, we hear in the Mishnah, a machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that afilu he was not poisik imoy kishar hagavoya. Yachaloi maloi tenli koze, afilu without a psike, he could say tenli koze, oi tenli moisai. Give me the tvue kishar hagavoya, oi tenli moisai. Ein ze mamid milva gabi peiris, kiven de beteiras mekach nosan loi mois trile, afilo mi shepora leke de datay de inchi atare zile, shenoise mois amanas lekabel peiris laachas ma. Now, pshat in this taisvis, I'd first like to say over the Teisvus HaRosh, which is a little bit more marech, and then Dachsmer, we see Merdeke Yesaidis from the Teisvus. But let us perhaps elaborate a little. According to Rabbi Yehuda says, One doesn't have to be poisik imoy ashar hagavoya. That was the Tanakama said. He mentioned, let's say, Rabbi Kevegich, according to the Tanakama, when a person gives money for tvue, he says like this, if the shah will not get cheaper, the shah haperis will not get cheaper, so I want to be kinder now. If the shah will get cheaper later, so the money I'm giving you now should be up a cotton. I want to be kinder later. That was the, according to the Tanakhama. That tonight we understand. So, the psikas are shah, the psike is dependent what's going to be later. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not necessary. He can say, tenli mo'isai, tenli koze, give me now with the shah hazoil, pay tenli mo'isai. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, there was one psike. There was a psike, he gave him money, then he gave him money when the peiris were more expensive, he gave him money. With the cheshbon, he's going to pay him back in 6 months. In 6 months, the peiris became cheaper. The price of the peiris became cheaper. Now, there's no psike for, there was no new psike to be koine after 6 months. It was only the first psike. So Al Kochach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is Chayzer from the previous Psyche. He's Chayzer. Now he sees that it's more expensive. It's the Peiris are cheaper. So he's Chayzer from the previous Psyche. And Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Mishepora. There's Daitai, the Inish, Altar Zile, that when he gave the money, he zicher, since the Opmach was he's going to get first the Peiris after 6 months. So there's no Mishapor. Rabbi Yudolz is no Mishapor. But Al Koponim, there's a Chazara from the previous Mekach. He can be Chayzer. He's Chayzer without a Mishapor. That is what Rabbi Yudolz. Now, so let us see Teitschwert. So he says, Ten Lima Oisai. Give me back my money. That's Gevaldik. Give me back my money. Good. I'm Chayzer from the Mekach. There's no Misha Porah, so give me back my money. That we understand very good. But he says, Oitenli Peiris, or give me Peiris. Now, what is Pshat in this Tenli Peiris? We could learn, Tenli Peiris means, give me Peiris, want to give me Peiris, Kishar Hazel, give me Peiris, I'm not giving me my money. But L'chayre, that is not like, he's not saying the same thing what the Tanakhama said. According to the Tanakhama, what will be the din? What will be the din according to the Tanakhama? They made two psikis. Paiskim kishara gavoya. So in 6 months it gets cheap. So paiskim kishara gavoya. So now, there's a new psika now, kishar ha-gavoya. That means now it's cheap. Before, 6 months ago, it was a saw for a seller. Now it's two saw for a seller. But we spoke out the phone. 6 months will be cheaper. So the money is a pekod. Now I want to purchase kishar ha-gavoya. So now he's buying two saw for a seller. That was the amach according to the Tanakhama. Now let us say, just let us think out loud. Let us say, he didn't pick it up, the two saw yet. He didn't pick up. Okay, there was a psike for two saw. Later, two saw became the siyaka. Now, two saw will be worth four seller. Two saw will be worth four seller. Became later the siyaka. So, according to the Tanakhama, listen, there was a psike on two saw. B'shar ha-gavoyah was a psika, then the price was two saw for a seller. So he was kind of the two saw. He didn't pick it up now. He picked it up in 2 months, and it's the siyaka. Now two saw are worth four sloy. It's b'shusa in the siyaka. I mean, there was a new psika now. That was not mach. If it will be get cheaper, I want to, in 6 months, I want a new psika now. So I'm now paisik. I'm buying now two saw for a seller. Fine, so I bought two saw from a seller. Now later, now the two saw now worth four sloy. So b'shusa in the shaka. That's sicha according to the Tanakhama. That'll be the din. Now if Rabbi Yehuda says einoy tzorich, he don't need this whole thing. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so l'chayre, whatever the Tanakhama said, you accomplish with a psike. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you accomplish without a psike. It's in the tzorich. And he can say, tenli moise, tenli peyus. It's in the tzorich. He says, so now it's coming out. So according to Rabbi Yehuda also, what'll be the din if after 6 months it's now too sore for a seller? And then he said, Tenli Peroisai. And then later, he didn't pick it up, and later it'll become more expensive. So, L'chayr, you say, B'shusay Nisyaka. But now, we have here a big problem. This is Mamidim Peiris Al-Gabi Milve. He's not giving him any money now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he was Chayzer from the Mekach that he made 6 months ago. Now you owe me money. Now I want to buy Peiris. And I want to buy Peiris. So when the Taisus HaRosh asks the Kashi, he elaborates. So the Taisus HaRosh says like this. Im yesh loy Peiris. If after 6 months this person has Peiris, niche. So it's very good. So you have Peiris. I want to buy, you owe me a seller, I want to buy two saw for a seller. You have peiris, sell me two saw. And you can sell. He didn't pick it up yet, and later it'll get more expensive. Listen, I bought it. Yeshlois, everything is good. Vafilu ein loy peiris, but now all of a sudden the Tosfos HaRosh asks Akasha, what if he doesn't have peiris? Now we have a big problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a big problem. He's not giving him any money now. And he's buying with a milveh two saw of peiris and will say b'shusay nisyake. You can't do such a thing. Ein mamidin peiris al gabi milveh. That is the problem. And that was Tosfos Kashya. That Tosfos ain't a mamid milveh gabi peiris. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says it's not a book upon him. This is the problem. Dachsach mehem. So I just want to read the over the lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. Im yesh loy peiris niche, afilu ein loy peiris, ein ze kemoy mamid milva gabi peiris da oser be ein loy. Yeah, this is not like mamidim milva gabi peiris da oser be ein loy. Afilu ein loy, it's also mutter. Why? Zokte Tosfos HaRosh. Dahani zuzi, av al gav dahash de milveninu. That means we're making now a psikia in 6 months. We are buying two saw for a seller that you owe me, and you don't possess any payers. Av al gav dahash de milveninu. Kimin sheine roitze lekayim hamekach harishin. So it's a milven. You don't want the first Mecca. The first Mecca was a saw for a seller. That was the first Mecca. And according to Rabbi, I don't want to buy a saw for a seller because, now it's the price is two sawing for a seller. Mikom Boke. So now the Tosfos HaRosh is saying a teres, and Tosfos also says, so we have a problem. So we have to appreciate the problem number one. He's now making a psiko with a milve. And it's ain't loy. So how does that work? Mikol moke, kivin de betoiras mekach noslam loy mitchile. When he first gave him the seller, he gave it to him, betoiras mekach. Shori. So it's mutter. Why? The daite de inish atarezila. Now, when he gave the money, his intent was that if in 6 months it'll be two saw for a seller, I want two saw for a seller. Shim yuzlu sheyiten loy kishach hazoil. That's what his intent was. And afilu mishepora ein kan im chayzavoy. There's no mishepora. So the lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. There's no mission, because this is what he meant. He meant that. That's right. So that's what he means to say, Amor de Kevold. We mentioned yesterday, a Tosfos in Ksubis. Tosfos in Ksubis says, if the Lekeach, I know what the Lekeach wanted, but I will not dance with the Lekeach, because there's a moicher also involved. And the moicher, he did not speak out what his intentions were. So memele, that regabi the mekach, it will not affect the mekach, even though I know what the intentions of the lekeach were. So dachsumer, the Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos means to say like this. When he gave him the money, and then the price was, a saw for a seller. That was the price. He did not speak out. If it's going to become cheaper in 6 months, I want two saw for a seller. He didn't say this. Since he didn't speak this out, so the etzem, the mekach between him and the moicher was a saw for a seller. That was the mekach. Finished. He could be choizer from the mekach, Because his intent was, he didn't speak this out, but his intent was that if in 6 months it's going to be two sofa seller, I really want to get, I want to get two sofa this seller. That was his intent. That's why he can be chayzer from the Mecca, and there's not even a Misha Purim, because he really meant this. In Chayshin Mishpat, it didn't become that way, because he didn't speak out with the Meichel. So since he didn't speak this out with the Meichel, so Legabi, the Meichel, there was a Mecca, a sofa a seller. But his intent was, if in 6 months later, it will be two sofa seller, I really want to, I want to get two sofa my seller. And that is why, since this was truly his intent, that's why he's permitted to be chayzer from the Mekach. That's why there's no Misha Pora. So Legabi Hilchis Ribis, we consider that, we're only speaking about the Ribis, the Rabbonah, Legabi Hilchis Ribis, we considered that the money was given b'toiras mekach now for two saw later. So it's not called I'm first purchasing the two saw later with a milva, because now we have a klal emamidin milva gabi peiras. You can't, legabi hilchis ribis, we consider ki ilu the mekach was lefi das alekeach. And the das alekeach was that when I'm giving the money, my intent was, since I'm getting it in 6 months, if in 6 months it'll be two so for a seller, I want to purchase two so for a seller. So that's why there's no issa in hilchis ribis. That achsechmir, this is pshat in the Tosfos Rosh, this is pshat in our Tosfos. Hani zuzi, avo gav dahash de milveni. Now, in the mechanics of the transaction, it's zicher is a din milvek, even shein a reitze lekaim a mekach harishin. And there was a mekach harishin, because he didn't speak out with the moicha, this psikir. Mikol moke. Kivin de Beteiras Mekach Nostam Lai Mitchile. But when he gave him the money, his intent was to purchase, to get the shah of 6 months later. That was his intent. So he's giving money to purchase two saw in 6 months. Shari, the daita de inish atarezile. Shem yuzlu sheyitan loy kishar hazoil. That was his intent. So we chesben with the das alekeach. So we legabi the lekeach, we consider ki'ilu there was a mekach to acquire two so after 6 months. So legabi hilchis ribis, we say there's no issa ribis. We consider ki'ilu the money was given to purchase two so after 6 months. That's why there's no issa ribis. That's actually the lotion of Taisvus also. Given the Beteiras Mekach, Nosan Leimo is Trille. He gave him Beteiras Mekach. Vavula Mishapo Rekad, the Daitai Dinishata Arazilim. Kshenoise Moisam Nasan Kaba Peres Lachazman. So we consider it was a Mekach for Tuso Lachazman. So my mail is not, so even though the Metzias Advarim, it's a milve, and that Mekach really was non-existent. But Legabi Issa Ribis, we cheshben with the Das HaLekeach, and his intent was to purchase Tuso La'acher Zman. I think that is Pshat in Taisvus and the Taisvus Arosh. Let's go, let's see Taisvus and Amid Beis. Dilma Rab Shimon Hi. So the Gemara asked on Rav Papa, how do you know there's a Misha Pora? Could be the whole din that you need a psike is only according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds Mois Koines. Avol Rabbonon, but according to Rabbonon, Ben Posak, Ben Loi Posak, Shokel Kedahashte. According to Rabbonon, we'll take Kedahashte. So Tosis asked, what was the kasha of Ravina and Rav Papa? Maybe the mission is going according to Rav Shimon. Maybe Tosis, the mission is going according to Rav Shimon. Zok Tosis, v'neich le'luk mi ka Rav Shimon tvei, it it's preferable to learn pshat elich in the Mishnah like Rav Shimon, the hashtale haviol shtei machlokes. Then it will come out as only two machlokes. The Rav Shimon. The Rabbanon, the Rav Shimon, ki Rav Yehuda, the Masnisim. The Rabbanon, the Rav Shimon, hold like Rav Yehuda. And since Mois ain't him kindness, you don't have to be poisik. And Rav Shimon holds Mois kindness, so that's why if you're not poisik, you can't be choisa. Avol I Masnisim Rabbanon I, but if you will say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon, I kesholish machloikis, then it comes out as a tvila machloikis, beloi posa. Dil Rav Shimon ain't lekech yochalach zabay klal, lekech can't be choisa. Afilu mi roitza lakabu mi shapor, because mois kindness. Ula rabbonin yochalach zabay, because be mi shapor. Rav Yud afilu mi shapor aleka. So, b'meile, that was Ravina's kasha. It's not mistavet to be mabu machlekes be Yisrael, to say that there's three shittas over here, Rav Shimon, the Rabbonon, and Rav Yehuda, it's mistava to say, the Rav Yehuda holds like the Rabbonon, it's only two machlokes. Voi de svoru, the Rabbonon, the Rav Shimon, kimud lo niskaim ha-mekach b'shas mat mois. Since the mekach wasn't niskaim, because mois ainum koinis. V'yoch ha-lachzer lekech ha-ful aloi huzal, according to the Rabbonon, Ela shoye b'mishapora im keng shohuza la shar zefusuza afal b'mishapora lo yiyad afal there shouldn't be a mishapora apora de daite dinish at arezila aval Rav Shimon de sova de lekeach loy motzi hodabay lohi yiposa kisha agavoy yishalko kadashte ilav shalko kisha mikore the lack of maim of the day according to Rav Shimon listo kedahashem mishim the daita lekech atarezile rei niskay mamekar b'shas nesina samo yislin she yuchal achzer vol yekabal olav mishapor. So this was Ravina's kasha that it's mistava to say that the Tanakame is Rav Shimon. Typically the shliach shavya ara papa poch the omalel ano nami lekabal mishapor kamine. Opposed, Lushach Mishapora Bishliach. The Lushin Tapit Layashliashim Dochakom. Nay, the Lainis Batlo Dibreira Pope, Machmas Kushi Shal Ravine. Because I feel according to Abshimin is a Mishapora. Mikamokim Tapilay Nishabishliach. That's the end of the Sugya, and now we're starting a new Sugya. Zok the Mishnah. Malva Odom as Arisov, Chitim, Bechitim lezera, avoloi lechem. Now let's just say Teichwerter, and the Lumdus will explain as we learn the sugya. A person has an oris that's working on his field, and the oris needs zroyim. That means he's an oris, and he's mekabel on himself to plant in the field and to bitereh on the field, and eventually he's going to get a profit, a percentage of the profit. So, but he doesn't have any zroim. So he comes over to the Baal HaSode. He says, maybe lend me a saw of zroim, that I'll pay you back a saw of zroim. Now, l'chayre, this is not too kosher, this is saw b'saw. So the Mishnah says, without knowing any lomdus, mal va'odam es aris of chitim bechitim. He can do it such a thing, because I'm lending you now a saw of chitim, you're going to be paying me back later a saw of chitim, which is saw b'saw. But this is only permissible lezera. If the purpose of the voice you should have a saw to plant, then it's mutter. But we're not saying lomdus what the heter is. Avoloi lechel. But if this is nothing to do with arises, he's just borrowing a saw from him that he needs food to eat, and they'll pay him back in 6 months a saw. That is the saw besaw, which is awesome. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, if we will really know the lomdus, which we'll see why it's mutter, we will know that there's a lomdus why it's muta by zera. But, and really, it's no need for the Tana to tell us this. No, but the reason the Tana told us why it's Mutter Lezera, Shohoya Ram Gamliel Malve Es Arisov Chitim Bechitim Lezera, Ram Gamliel used to lend his Arisim Chitim Bechitim Lezera, and by Ram Gamliel was like this. If it was Biyoike, if Bishas, when he lent them, Tvua was expensive. Vahuzlu, and later it became cheaper. This is Golposh, so this is, that means he lent them a song, which was worth a sela, and then when they paid back, they're paying back a saw which is worth a half a sela. So that's mamish meiradik. That's oy bezoil v'hukru, or he lent them a saw that was worth half a sela, and v'hukru, and later when they paid back, a saw was worth a sela. Noitel mehem kishah hazoil. So Ram Gamliel, when he made this transaction, and the dikir is the second half, if he lent them a saw that was worth half a sela, when, and that was Nisyaka, he got back from them a half a saw. That's what he did. So Ram Gamliel said there's an iser of saw b'saw, even though he's lending the oris lezera. We'll see later this heter. So I'm telling you, it's mutter that what Ram Gamliel did not use this heter. Not that the halacha is taka like Ram Gamliel that saw b'saw is also lezera. Ram Gamliel wanted to be machmer. So, from Hanhogis, Ram Gamliel, don't build the halacha. Ram Gamliel was a machmer. But, Me'ikar Adin, so if you're Malve Lizera, for Noris, it's Mutter. That's what the Mishnah says. Let us see Rashi. Echitim Bechitim Lizera, so besob. Ubigmarim aforishtaim. It was what the reason is. Shahayav Ram Gamliel, Kloima Lakach, Hutzrach Lashanis Mishnezu. That means if you'd really know the lumdus of the Mishnah, you can figure out yourself that it's mutter. So what is the reason for telling us this Mishnah? Lafisha Ram Gamliel Machme. Ram Gamliel was Machme. Let's say there's a Mam Shipping Zanagrais in Rashi. Shim hukru, Ram Gamliel, if later the tour became more expensive, naito mehem kishar hazel. So he took kishar hazel. Vashmina masnis, and so the Mishnah is coming to tell us, loisha aloche came. Not that aloch is like Ram Gamliel, el sharotza lahachmer alatzme. Ram Gamliel was a machma. There's nothing to do la aloche. Tana Rabona, Malva Odom es Arisov Chitim Bechitim Lezera. Abaraise, Baben Borim Amurim, when can you make this Alvo Shelo Yorat? If it was Lo Yorat, if the Oris did not start working. Avo Yorat also. But if the Oris started working already, so then you cannot make this Opnach. Frag de Gemore, Maishno Tana Didon, de Loiko Maflik, Ben Yorad, U Ben Lo Yorad. U Maishno Tana Bore, de Kamaflik, de Tana of the Baraisa, de Kamaflik, Ben Yorad, Ben Lo Yorad. Omar, we don't know what's flying over here, but let's just say the Gemore, then we'll see Rashi. Omar Ove, Rab Ide Asperonelli, Rab Ide explained it to me. In the place of the Tana of our Mishnah, Arise Yohiv Bizre. The Minik HaMokim was that the Oris is the one that supplies the Zroi. That's part of the obligations of an oris. Is therefore, ben yorat, ben lo yorat, kama de lo yoi bizre motzi misalikle. Kozman, he's not supplying zroim, I can be misalik this oris. Vechika nochis. So therefore, if I could be misalik him, so when he's becoming an oris, lebotzer mehochi konochis. So the tashlumei arises, we take off a saw from what the halva was. That's how the arises stelzach avek. Ba'asre de tane barok. In the case of the Baraisa, Mori Ariyoi Bizra, there the Minik HaMokim was, that the owner of the karka supplies the Zroim. Ilo Yorad, so if it was Lo Yorad, the Motzi Misalik Lein, Ki Konochis, Labotza Mahochi Konochis. So then the whole Kabbalah's Arisis is with a smaller percentage, a percentage minus the saw of Havo. Yorad, lemotz misalik lei osa. Now we will see Rashi to understand what's flying over here. Look, Rashi. So the Braise said, when is this permissible? Shloi yorad adayim. La yored ha'oris l'soicha la'oivda b'shum avoida. The Baraisa says, this inyan of you're allowed to be malve odam asrisa b'chitem b'chitem l'zera, this is only permissible before the oris started working. Avo yored osa, but if he started working already, k'dem aforish was. Rabbi Di Azborali Pirsho Vivinali explained it to me. Now, Bizro Hazera. And in a place that the obligations of the Oris is to supply Zroi, Motzi Misalik Le Balabayis, so the Balabayis, if the Oris is not coming with Zroi, so the Balabos can be Misalik Toris. I mean, an oris gives supplies the zroim. Hilkach. Afilu yorad. Now we're going to start explaining. Afilu yorad. The oris went into the field. Ukvar chorsha, he was choyrish the field. He plowed the field. Fine. Now he comes over to the balabos. Now see what's happening over. He comes over to the balabos. I want to plant. I want to plant the tfu in this field. There's a problem over here. I don't have any zroi. Can you lend me zroi? Can you lend me zroi? I'll pay you back zroi. But there's a problem. So now, theoretically, the balabos can tell him, Reb Oris, I'm sorry, that when you plowed the field, that's very nice of you. We'll see whatever but the Kabbalah's arises of an oris is, you have to shtel zu zroim. That is an oris. You don't have zroim to shtel zu, a guten tag. We'll handle, I'll pay you for what the chrishu was. But this whole agreement, that means if there's agreement between a bala soda and an oris, the agreement is chal when you start the arises, but that's if you're going to start the arises. Now you're just coming to tell me you don't have any zroim to plant. So that means you are not capable of being an oris on this field. So theoretically, I can say a guten tag. There was an agreement between you and me. If you do what an oris is supposed to do, so this agreement, I'm going to give you a third of the percentage of the tvua which will come out of the field. You're coming to tell me now you're not capable of being an oris. So theoretically, I can say goodbye. There's no agreement. But I'm a very nice person. I won't say goodbye. but I'm going to tell you something else. That means the agreement which was till now is not chal. I mean, because that agreement was after you do what a nurse is supposed to do. So I'm going to make with you a new agreement. I'm making you an agreement that you're going to be my oris, and you're going to get a third of the tfuah which grows, minus a saw of tfuah. So that means from your salary that you're supposed to get, I'm whittling off a saw from your salary. So it's not pshat is that I'm lending you a saw and you owe me a saw. No. I'll give you a saw now under the condition that means the previous agreement was not chal, because you don't have zroim to plant. So now I'm lending you I'm giving you a saw under the condition that the profits that you're going to get are a third of the tfuah minus a saw of tfuah. So it's not a halva with a piroi. You're masking, so you're going to be now, so it's finished. I gave you the saw, and you agreed to that that's going to be your profits minus a saw. There's no halva. Theoretically. Now, what'll be Tzabayshpul if this Oris will die? This Oris will die. Or nothing will grow. He doesn't owe him a saw. There never was a halva over here. I'm giving you this saw under a condition that the rates that you're going to get will be whittled down a little bit. And if we're starting now a new arisis, we can make up whatever I want. You mask him to this, yes or no, finish. There's no halvo with the tashlumim. These are for this, so I want different rates. We're making now a new contract, and this is the contract. You mask him good, if you're not mask him, it's this good. But al kaponim, there's no halvo with a piroi. That is Davke if the Arisis did not start yet. That means a norm, even though you were chayrish the whole field, but since you cannot, the minik hamokim is that every Oris supplies Zroim, and you don't have Zroim, so you are not capable of being an Oris on this field, so now we're going to make a new contract. If you want to be an Oris, I'm asking, you should be my Oris, Allah. But we're making now a new contract, and that is the contract. So let's see what Rashi says. Motzi mesalik lebala bayis. Ba'asre that the Oris gives the Zroim, and if you have no Zroim to give, so theoretically I can be mesalik you. Hilkach. Afilu yorat. He is working already there. 5 weeks he's working. Kval choshe, he was chayrish the whole field. Abahoyil ubiyad bala bayis lesalka. He could be mesalik him. Bishvil she'en loizera. That means he's coming as an oris without the proper qualifications. You're coming without zroim. It's kshelova mimenu. So when you borrowed, vizayreya uchsheyukru chitim, yiten chitim, ain't zu halvo. It's not pshat is that I lent you and you're paying back a so chitim, which is more expensive. It's a new thing. You're becoming an oris with, we're whittling down your profit. Now we're writing a new contract. That means from the 3%, the 30% that you're supposed to get, I'm going to whittle down the saw that was given to you. Va'oris yitol ashar b'schar tichay v'yitol poches mishar arisim kishir azera v'amenas kein yorad, and that's why he became now an oris sheyitol poches mishar arisim kishir azera. That is dafke in a place where the minig is that the Oris gives the Zroi, in a place that the Mori Ari Yoi Bizre. Vizeh hoya karke shaloi. Now this was his karke. Vizeh hoya karke shaloi yofen. Now he, when he made up, the minika mokim is that, that the Balabos gives Zroi. Now he made up, this is what the Baraisa is speaking about. Now he made up with this Oris that you're gonna give Zroi. You're gonna give Zroi. Now, why Samazel would an Oris be masking to such an Oknach? So he said, no, Vesoya Karkash Layofe, I'm giving you a very good karka. You can get a third of the tour. You can get a bumper crop. I have a very good karka. So Mamela, you're getting a very good karka. So I want you to supply this Zroi. And he was masking. Vishina miminageir lahatil al horis. He said, you're gonna give this Hilka. In posak imoy betchilosai koidem shiyorot. If this psika was before he started doing anything, he told them, Rabid, you're going to, Rabid, you're going to give this roim. And he didn't start working yet. The motzi misalikli. He didn't start yet. We can always kinoches. So when he started, that was davnach lebotza mahochi noches ve'in zoalvo. Avol yorat umetchilosay leposakimay shiyazera olov. That you're mechuyev to give the zroi. So he started already, the Rises, and normally the Minig HaMokim is the Balabos gives the Zroi. He's an Oris, and the obligation is on the Balabos to give the Zroi. Ba'achem Mikan, this Ratza Me'elov, then he comes over to this Oris, who already, really, he's already an Oris on the field. He started the work, he's entitled to the profits. And he told them, you know, I want you to give the Zroi. Va'achem mikan nisratz me'elo. Now, why did he do such a thing? Some say an Irish guy. So as she says, they kabbalas domim. He gave him money for it. Oy matone. So, avalamaisa ein rido say achshav l'soicha. We don't say after this agreement, it's just like he's first starting the arises. He started the arises before. The name Lebotza Mehochi Noches, because the arises were started before. The agreements are from what we agreed on before. All I agreed upon that, I'm going to give this Roy, but that's all. But my profits is already a set profit. That I'm gonna get a third of the crop. That is my profit. So Mamela, if you're lending me now a saw of Zroim, and you want back a saw of Zroim, so this, we can't change the contract. The contract is that I'm entitled to a third of the tru which is going to grow. You want I should pay you back a saw of Zroim? So that's saw be saw. No, saw be saw is also. This is called Avo, and this is also.